So Chazal tells Yaakov, called his children together and he said, I'm going to tell you what will happen after Sayomim. He wanted to be Megala to them, the Kates of Dachris Hayomim. And Chazal say that the Shechina was nostalgic. And Bemela, he had to go and to tell them the Brachas instead of the Kates. First of all, I mean, what was the Indian he wanted to tell them the Kates? It was a curiosity, like it was the last thing he wanted to Megala them as the Said. I mean, the others were only dealing with things that were, this was the Avoda now. Now they have to be Megala the Kates. What do you wait till now? What happened now? Chazal HaMayach, it's a very, very Mardik Chazal, Gemara Psochim. Gemara Psochim is a Medrash here also. It says that Anshe Yerichoi used to do different Hanhagis. So some of them Chazal liked, some they didn't like. So it says six things specifically, it's a Mishnah Psochim, six things Anshe Yerichoi did. On three, Chazal were Meicha, they held it wasn't right. And on three, they weren't Meicha. Meaning, even though they were different than Klal Yisrael, but Chazal held that they were right in doing so. One of the three things that they weren't Meicha is V'korchin Eshma. V'korchin Eshma means they sandwiched together Shema. Not clear from the Mishnah what it means. So the Gemara says, hey, Tana Rabbana, Ketzar V'korchin Eshma. They would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad without a hefsik. It's not clear if without a hefsik is between Shema Yisrael and Vahafta. They would say Shema Yisrael with a hafta like one sentence, or it means that they would say Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad without a hefsik, and a person should make a hefsik in Hashem and Echad. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda Mafsikin Hoyo. They did make a hefsik, but they didn't say Baruch Shem Kod Machusoy. So Anshe Yerichoi were different than Klal Yisrael, the fact they didn't say Baruch Shem Kod Machusoy, and Chazal weren't Moichah. Vanan my time Aminon, why do we say Baruch Shem Kod Machusoy? It's not written in the Torah any place. Kedosh Shlokish, Dom Shlokish, Vayikra Yaakov Bonav, and so on. It brings out a pasuk that Yaakov won't be Megala the Kates. He said, Shema Chas Hashem Yesh B'mitosi Psul K'Avrom Shatzman Yishmoel. He was choishish that maybe the reason why the Shechina was nostalgic is because there's a Psul, one of the kids is a Rasha, and the Shechina is not Shoyer B'mokim Rishoyim. Omru Leibonav Shema Yisrael Hashem V'ken Hashem Echad. Omru, Kishem Shem B'libcha Lechot Kachayim B'libayna Lechot. That they answered, they said Shema Yisrael, it was a maimed of Kabbalah Zalma Shema, and they said Shema Yisrael, that we all, Keshem Shem, Belib Chalechot, Kachayim Belib Bein Alechot. Va'oyser Shoah, Posach Yaakov Avinu Vama, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusay Lelum Ved. At that moment, Yaakov Avinu started, and he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusay. So that was the Maiser Shehoya. Amir Rabbanim, so we had a dilemma. Heichin Avit, how do we do it? Noimruo, should we say Baruch Shem Kod Machusay Le'amim Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Lo'inim Ruah, we won't say it. Amra Yaakov Avinu did say it. Which is, it's modern because we don't do anything that Yaakov did. All our halachas are from Moshe. Hiskinu Shio'im Reise B'chashay. So they made a compromise that they would say it quietly. That's like we do. Amra Yitzchak, Amra Dimi, Amra Devei Rebami, Moshe Le'bas Melech Shiricho Tzikik Deira. It was like a bas melech that she smelled tzikik deira, like spices in a kdeira that make it taste good. The spices and stuff around it. Im toima yesh lo gnai, im toima, if she says that she wants to eat the tzikik deira, yesh lo gnai. It's embarrassing. Loi toima yesh lo tzar. If she won't say it, she has a tzar. So what do we do? Yischil avodeh alav v'chashay. So the avodim began bringing it quietly. The moshel here is difficult to understand ad lemoid. What is the nekud of the tzikik deir over here? What's the moshel? Mainly the first din that we said Moshe and Yaakov, we understand. Moshe Yaakov is Moshe said one thing, Yaakov said another thing, we don't know what to do, okay. But what does that have to do with the Tzikik Deira? Tzikik Deira is mashma that mitzad de etzim mitzad the etzem inyan of Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy, there's an inyan to say it and inyan not to say it. It's not because of Yaakov and Moshe. It really doesn't have any shaykhs bekufyu to Yaakov and Moshe. So there's an inyan over here to say it and inyan not to say it. The tzike k'deira over here also, I mean, what's the mashal? It's a bizoin. Where's the bizoin to Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy and Vet? What's the maila to say it? The Chazal sosum is roiv on the musbeh here, and we have to we have to understand the etzem maimed of Yaakov Abonov. This is the mafteach for understanding it. A second, you see in the Rambam himself. We'll see it in Mitzvah tomorrow, maybe more. The Rambam, when he brings Hilchos Krishma, he brings Krishma. And he brings Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed, and then he brings down this whole Maimah Chazal over here as about why we say Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed. L'chura, it's very unusual that the Rambam, he doesn't bring all that much time in, and secondly, certainly not with Nariches. The Rambam, when he brings down the Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy, so he says Yaakov Avinu's kids were there, and the Shechina, he says, it's kach we will mekabel this Messiris, that Yaakov Avinu was there, the kids were standing there, the Shechina was nostalgic, the whole Medrash, without the Moshal Tzikik there, but the whole Medrash, it's so, if the Rambam brings it, it reads in the Rambam Ki'ilu, understanding what Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed means, is fundamental to saying it. When a person says Shema Yisrael, we know that the Havan of it is b'mekabel Malchus Shemayim. The parasha of Ahavta is the hemshach of that parasha. It's the tzivuyim that are told in it. V'yim Shemayas Kabbalas Mitzvahs. What we're saying is understood in the context and in the parasha. As far as Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed, without understanding the Chazal, without understanding what the Chazal are saying over here, we don't understand what we're saying. So we're saying it's not a shvach lagodesh broch, and it's not. Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed, the Amira Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed is equivalent to Yaakov Avinu's Amira. The Shema Yisrael Taka is equivalent to the Shvatim, and like one of the two Pshatim of Shema Yisrael is Yisrael Saba, it's Ke'ilu we're standing and saying it betars that. But that's not Mikra Din, because that you can learn Pashat like it says in the Pasuk. But Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy, to understand what we're saying when we say Baruch Shem Koyd Malchusoy L'Olam Va'ed, it's only understanding the Chazal. And it needs a Hezbah. So let's try to misamuk a little bit. It's Dvarim Amukim, it's in Yonim Amukim, but it's a part and parcel of Krishna, a part and parcel of the Mahalach that we're in Be'etzim. The Shleimus of a Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself a lot of times in Yonim of Fours, L'mashal. The Merkava, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhag in the Bria is Nimshal to a Merkava, to a chariot, just like a chariot carries a Melech into the place, into the Am, and so on. So the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and is Moshe in the world, it's called a Merkava. There's a Perek in Yecheskel, and it's described always as a Merkava with four wheels. It's driven by four wheels. In the Novi, in Yecheskel, each wheel is a different Anhoga, Keneged, Chayim, Mesuyim, Nesha, Arya, Shoer, Pnei Adam, and so on. There are four in Yonim that bring it down. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have Begilu, the Shema Mefayrish, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is a name with four oisius. Each ois, just like when a word you break into oisius, each one's a chelik of the word. Each one is a chelik of that anhoga, parallel to those, just like the Merkava has four wheels that carry it into the Am. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with Dalet Oisius. It's a Shem Ben Dalet. It's called Oisius. It's called, and again, it comes down with four Mahalchim, four wheels that when they go in tandem, they bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. We're Koyre B'Shmeish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Koyre the Yudke Vavke, and so on and so forth. In the Bria itself, in Adam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael, you also have such a Mahalach. It says that the ha'ovis heinen amerkava, the gimel ovis, each one is like a wheel of the merkava. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, each one is a mahalach that serves to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That was the mahalach ha'ovis. That's three. Where's the fourth wheel? So Chazal saved, full all over, that Dovid HaMelech is called the fourth wheel of the Merkava. The final hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is Dovid HaMelech. And that's the final, that's the missing, it's the missing wheel to this hanhaga. And with Dovid HaMelech, which is Melech HaMashiach, that becomes the fourth wheel that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. So Lemaisa, when you have mitzad us, mitzad the avoid of people, mitzad the avoid of the Ovis in Klal Yisrael, so Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Dovid HaMelech is the fourth wheel in place to bring the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world, Bigoli. So Yaakov Avinu, when the avoid of Yaakov finished, he took his children in, and now he was about to put into place the fourth wheel of the Merkava. And that's why of his children he took Yehuda, he singled out Yehuda, and he gave him the Kes of Malchus. Yosef got one Kes of Malchus, and he said, Yehuda ata yeducha checha, and lo yosef shevet mi Yehuda mechaik min raglov, ad ki yovei shiloi velo yikis amin. This says, Yaakov Avinu, as the Anhaga pierced from Yaakov on to the next door, so Yaakov Avinu was putting into the fourth wheel in place, and the Lo Yikas Amim, Akiyov Yishil Yikas Amim, he was putting into place. He was putting the Mahalach of Yehuda with Dovid HaMelech, and Melech HaMashiach were falling into place. That is the Mokoyim of the Gilu Kates. Until we reached this fourth Hanhaga, there was no Kates yet. Avram wasn't holding by a Kates, and Yitzchak wasn't holding by a Kates, and Yaakov wasn't holding by a Kates. When the torch gets passed on to Yehuda, when it gets passed on to Malchus and Mashiach, that's where the Anhaga that's where it's finished. That's where the Merkava gets finished. The fourth wheel, when the third wheel is finished and the fourth wheel is being lifted into place, that's where the Makav Patish to the Ma'aseh Merkava is supposed to be. So the Gilu Ketz over here wasn't Stam an extra thing. He was holding on to a secret long enough, and now that he's dying, he might as well give over the secret or whatever. I mean, the mahalach of giving over the anhaga to the banim and to Yehuda specifically was the anhaga of giving over the ketz and the geula to Klal Yisrael. Nistalka mimenu. At this point, it was nistalik, and the anhaga was nistalik from the ketz was nistalik Yaakov, and he couldn't see a ketz, and that's why he was shocked, and that's why Yaakov Avinu said shemisham pgam. Maybe what we've put into place is flawed, and nothing can come out of it. And that's why I'm putting Yehuda into place, and we're wobbling. Somewhere along the line, something is not right. So in Yehuda itself, there's a problem. The Yehuda that he's putting in, which means all the Shvatim together with Yehuda Bereshim, something's a problem. That was Yaakov Avinu's. So what's the counter to it? And it's, what were they telling him? So here there's an Inyan Godel Ad Me'oid in understanding it. We said before that each of these Mahalchim is different. Avram has a certain Mahalch. Obviously, each wheel has a different position. One is Tzofim, one is Dorim, one is Mizrach, one is Ma'ariv. Each one has a different place where it's in place. Each anhaga of the Ovis was a different anhaga. Avram was Megala anhaga, Yitzhak was Megala anhaga, Yaakov was Megala anhaga. Each one had different nekudas that he was Megala. And together, the Megala told anhaga Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's a difference at Le'en Kates between the anhaga of the Ovis to the anhaga of David. Adrabe, if David HaMelech is of the same quality, not same quality, I would say on the same plane of Gilui, as Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, why isn't it also called an Ovis? I mean, you see there's a difference. You see that Ovis is Taki Gimel, and yet the Merkava needs a fourth wheel. So why don't all four come together? There is a difference there. There is a nituk between them. What's the tiv? Of all the anhagas, this final anhaga is very different. in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have three oisis, Yud, Kei, Vav. The last hey is a repeat. So Bal Korchach, that the last hey is so different than the first hey, that the pshat is, it's not different than it's completely on a different plane. There's something completely different about this fourth nekuda of Anhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unique. Remez L'Tavim. The connected these four mahalchim, there are four goliaths, there are four mafriim, four koiches of ra that come to break Klal Yisrael. The Dalet Malchus. One is called Toyu, one is called Voyu, one is called Choshech. These are all three bad things. I mean, Toyu is bad, Voyu is bad, Choshech is bad. The fourth one is very different. The fourth one is called Tehoim. And Chazal say that the difference is the first one's Nizgalu Kitzom, the Ketz is Begoli, the last Mahalach, the Ketz is not Begoli. In the last mahalach, there is no gilikates. A tahoim is something that's ein soif of emptiness. So the first three mahalchim were one set. These were clear cut mahalchim with a kates and an ace pkida, and with that it would be over with. The last mahalach was different. It was a mahalach ein kates and without kavulas and completely different. What is that difference? Where is that difference? Where do you tell a vek the hagdara of that anhaga that's different than the other anhagas? So the mussel for it is a mussel. David Amelach is connected to Levana. We say David Mussel Chai Bekayim Bakidish Levana. David is called in Chazal Siara. It's called the Levana. The Mahalach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two ways of being Megala himself in the Bria. One oifen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself to some degree. Lemechza, Leshlish, Revia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Giluyim. Maimer HaSinai, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. There are all sorts of Giluyim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be Megala himself. That's one oifen of Gilu. The last oifen of Gilui is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that shines on the Bria is reflected off the Bria. And that's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it bounces off the Bria. And this is an entirely different type of Gilui than the other Giluyim. In the Nisim, Lamashal, and let's give it, just flesh out with a shtickle Mashal. In the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are bigger nisim, smaller nisim. The Rishonim give different akdaris. This is completely shleket erchateva. This is a little bit shleket erchateva. A variety of nisim. There's Kriyas Yamsuf is different than the Makis. Borod is different than some of the other Makis. There are different akdaris of nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal himself. But they're all giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a certain gilui of a person can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. A person can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by let's call it a direct gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala something that is lamashal. If a person wants to think about bria versus evolution, let's say, so one thing is a person looks at the complexity of the bria, and he sees and he says, oh, he says it's so complicated, so complex, it's such gilui of nifloim, it's not shaykh to kama de teva. That's, let's call it a direct gilui. And there's a second type of gilui. A person sees an Adam Gadol. He sees Shechina Shei Alpanov. He sees Kikoron or Pnei Moshe. Or like the Welt says that Dalton from Kellum once said that had Darwin seen Rabbi Saul Salanta, he would have understood that it can never come from a monkey. That was the way he expressed it. This haste, a person sees the Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflecting, bouncing off the Pnei Adam. That's also an Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have two oifanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself. One is a direct gilui, chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niflois of Yisparach, and so on and so forth. That would be like a shemesh. That would be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu be megal himself directly and shining on the Bria. And then when the light bounces off another surface, that's the gilui of the shemesh that lays on the levana. When a person sees the levana, he sees a ha'ara of the shemesh that's coming not from the shemesh, but from the fact that there's a current oil plane of the levana. So a person also sees a gilui of that original oil. And then Tzina Lemeidim, that all of the Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have one gilui. There's a gilui of the Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes in a lot of varieties, a lot of ifanim, and that Anhaga is a straightforward Anhaga. And then there's a qualitatively different Anhaga betachlis, where a different gilui betachlis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oyer comes off something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ha'ara comes off a different person, a different entity. It's like when a person sees an Adam Gadol, when a person sees a big tzaddik, when a person sees Ashur Ashkina on a person, when you see Mesiras Nefesh from someone, when you see an oyer coming, bouncing off someone's surface, then there's a second gilu. That's anhaga, even though it's one of anhagas, but it's a totally different anhaga. In order for that anhaga to take place, and in a certain way, that anhaga is a much deeper anhaga, because the sun, and let's take our physical mush, the sun is a big ball of gas on fire. One way or another, it's atomic energy, it makes no difference. The sun is a ball of energy, and as bright as the aura is, it's overwhelming. There's a dividing line between that and the physical world. When a rock is standing there, a dark rock is standing in the sky, and the light of the shemesh bounces off it, so that it itself becomes a moir hakotn, and once upon a time was a moir hagadol. There's an oimik in that gilui that's very different than the gilui of the shemesh. It's much, much less. It pales in comparison to the makor, but it has a very special chayin. It has a very special yoifi and oimik of its own that the direct horror doesn't have. The deran haga, if that fourth anhaga is that anhaga that David HaMelech had, the anhaga of where faket, something becomes totally menutik. In order for that hanhaga to take place, in order to put into place a hanhaga, where things are not apart, so the first thing is you have to separate it from the mokar and the sheirish and send it far away. If a person were to see malachim, it would not make the impression as someone. If a person sees two scenes, if a person sees a malach, whatever that means, a malach of fire, that roishim is just another facet of the roishim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nifloyes. But if a person sees someone being tied down to a stake and allowing himself to be burnt alive because of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a ha'ara there that's far more powerful than the ha'ara of the malach, because it's a person being burnt alive. A malach is a seraph, he's fire and pure fire, and you can look at him, it's wonderful. But there's no chiddush in that anhaga. It's another facet of niflois, the pili ployim anhagas. But when a person sees a human being of flesh and blood, full of desire, full of sveikis, full of netiyas chamrias, that the person goes up on fire, So there's a gili of oyer over there, a ha'ara that you don't have at all when it's coming from the sun itself. When the moon lights up, it reveals a power of the sun that you don't see when you look at the sun. It's fakert. Because when a big black rock gives off light, because it's standing in the sun's hashpa, in the way the sun's pour, there's a ha'ara there, there's an angle of ha'ara that you don't have b'chlal in the first one. So a precondition for that hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that gilui, is that there be a nituk, that it be totally of a different type, that it be very, very distinct from the first three anhagas, and it bets and be of chumri, be a rak, be a shtik chumri, and still light up. So in order to put into place that last, that fourth hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in a way is be'etzem the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Bria. It's be'etzem that's the Bria. There has to be a choyshech, a tohoim. If there's no tohoim, and this is the oimek of it, if there's a keitz, it's still linked to there. L'mashal, if I tell somebody, if somebody's suspended for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, so the pshat is he's be'etzem still part of the moisid. Because in 3 weeks he's now it's not igloy muslim afreya, it's mikana lahaba, in 3 weeks he'll be back again. If anything that has a kates means it's tied to the mukher. When something has no kates, so pshadis is completely on its own. But if I tell somebody you're indefinitely suspended, fired, whatever it is, so then the pshadis you're not here anymore. What do you mean indefinitely fired? Indefinitely fired means you're cut. So the difference between a gili of kates and a gili of ain kates is if it's kates, it's still mechuba to the mucker. So the sun itself also has the etzem, the inside ball, and then there's a corona, and then it shoots out gases. There's a lot of layers. It's all mechuba to the mucker. It's not. You have to take something that is totally different. And make it. It has to be something that is the hefech hagomo from that rak, from that chosh, from that oir. It has to be completely different from that fire and that oir. It has to be rak and dark and nothing, and still give off that aura. The that anhog is the hanog of Dovra Melech. Dovra Melech, we saw Yehuda and Dovra Melech did what was called chatoyim. They were lechura meruchak and menutik from the anhog of the avis, and the ha'ara of tshuva that they were megala was a ha'ara of that oir that it reflected off something that was b'makom chait. That was that anhog. So Yaakov Avinu brought back. Yaakov Avinu took his children and mitzad Yaakov he was supposed to be mamshut anhoga to put the fourth wheel into place, and now Yehuda. And the Mahaloch of Yehuda with Dovid HaMelech, with Lo Yikas Ad Yovei Shiloi Ve Lo Yikas Amim would be put into place. And that would be it. There would be a Gilui and everything would come to a finish. And the crown of the Bria would be put into place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, Lo Yimach Shavai Seh, Mach Shavai Seichem. There's going to be a fourth wheel. But that fourth wheel needs not a Hemshich of Yaakov, not that the Shechina of Yaakov, V'yikorvem Shmi V'shem Avoisai, there won't be a Kri Hashem V'shem Avoisai to Yehuda. There's going to be a Siluk Shechina that'll be mafsik between Yaakov to Yehuda. That's what Yehuda. Yehuda's Yichud needs that there should be a hefsik between those two anhogis. There would be three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yitzchak was Kibi Yitzchak Chazora. Yaakov was Yitzchak's Miyuchad. And that would be it. And then there would be a hefsik of Asilik Shechina, and Mitzad Yaakov, there's no more Gilu Kates. There's no Gilu Kates. It's now cut off, and there's no Hemshech. And that's probably the reason why there was no Malchus immediately, and Yehuda wasn't the Malch immediately. Yehuda took up the Malchus, took up the slack, but there had to be a gap between the two. And that was sort of Shvatim responded to Yaakov, and they said, Yaakov Avinu wasn't only believe he was Miyachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu's Hanhaga was Kol Kuloi. Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'poil mamish. The children told him, no, we can't shtol zechtzu to Yaakov mitzad anhaga chitzoynis, or b'keshem shebelibcha ein alechot kach belibein alechot. We only have the difference is that we have the nekuda pnimis, but b'chitzoynis we menutik from that mahalav. When Yaakov Avinu saw that, He perceived a new gilui. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is koyel the three of us. There's a new gilui in Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei Lolam Ved that's when Yaakov saw it. The Shem Kvoid Malchusei Lolam Ved is that anhaga that we're talking about. there's a kvoid malchus yisbarach and melech b'liam. It's the kvoid malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. And ad kedei kach, it didn't even have a name at that time. We don't know what the name is. Hashem Elokeinu is two shemes, Havaya and Elokim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Shem Echad. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's shown in this world is Baruch Shem Kvayin Chusei. Whatever that, the shame itself is Behesta. We don't have it at that moment, that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomu Yiyah Shem Echad. It says there's a shame called Yiyah, but the Baruch Shem Kvayin Chusei means there's a name, there's a shmeis of one of the elements of the shmeis Baruch lies dafkin the kvod of this world, in the malchusness world, and this, when Yaakov they had this shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this place. The Chazal's mashal, the Oymei Chazal's mashal, it's a dover niflad ma'id. The tzikik there, anyone who's dreidzach around the pat, whether it be chont or whatever it is, it knows. There's the chelik that looks ready to eat. There's the part that's not only does it taste good, but it's also it's servable. It's presentable. A lot of times the tam is in a place that's not lamashal. People break bones and suck out the marrow because the tam is in the marrow. Chazal say it that the dikat tam is in the mayach. And Amidach Gisa, it's not the derech to eat it. It's a pasuk. Leishba etzem etzem yisru boy is because it's not derech malchus. Melech doesn't crack bones and suck out the marrow. It's so mitzad the tam. There's an utzm. There's a strength of tam and a powerful tam. But mitzad presentability, it's not there. The stuff that gets burnt and sticks to the bottom of the ketera, it's also that usually has a lot of tam to it. And somebody who's not embarrassed stands and gribbles it, but somebody who's it doesn't impolite us. I don't sit and kratz the pattern. It's when people not around. There's a lot of metzias in the stuff that a person, the psamim and all sorts of spices stuff, usually gets swept off. It's called, it's like the zuma. It gets put to a side, but the tam is there. So the mashal is there's a chelek in the bria. That mitzad chitzoni shebedava, it's dark, it's rak, it's not presentable. But mitzad the toichen shebedava, there's a mokum tam, there's a tam. It has a separate ti'ima of the whole thing that's powerfully locked into it. So the moshel of asmelech that was mischashik in tzikik deira means that there was a chelik of the bria that. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. It's mitzad toichen shebedava. It's le'elo le'elo. Fakert. It's moli tam. But mitzad chitzoni shebedava. It's dark. It's ugly. It's burnt. It's not nice. And b'meila until asid lavoi, it's only shayich to eat it b'chashay. The baruch, the te'im of baruch shem koyd machuzi l'alved is a bizoyan right now. Right now, the world is a finster, unpresentable element, and except it's molly tam mitzad the potential it has. So the baruch shem koyd malchusu now has to be behetzna, because all we can only give over to the kudah pnimis. We can't look and say, take a look around the world. It's molly or Hashem. It's not. Mitzad the potential, it's molly or Hashem. Mitzad the pnimis, but not mitzad the chitzonis. Let's understand it in the framework of Avodah. People who are matzliach in Avodah, people who are matzliach in whatever tchum v'avodah, b'derech klal, there's yetzahara and fine, good. But a person who can struggle with it and work with it, it's possible. But the worst part is that when a person sees by and large that it's pockmarked, it's not. It's a person. One person sits and he harvests and he learns over and over again, over again. He knows it reasonably well. The second person comes along and it falls out of his sleeve like he throws around shas like out of his sleeve. The person feels the person is misyayish. One person seems to have things go his way. Another person always seems to have things that keep schlepping him away. One person has a problem again. it's weiter. This oynes, that oynes. There's the mahalach of a person that defeats becoming a Ben Aliyah is usually the mahalach where the person doesn't feel he ever has a potential to be more than a Beinoni. Whether it's in Torah, whether it's in Tefillah, whether it's in Kedusha, a person tries a little bit to be shame himself. But again, is the person, nobody wants to be mediocrity. And it's a rightful tchuna. It is a rightful tchuna. A person, if it's not for me, it's not for me. I mean, Belevi that learned for 5 years and it's nikigangen is an ish. What you have to understand though is you have to redefine what's the tachlis. And again, these things are on the one hand is a historical scope to it. On the other hand, all these inyanim on a gem, it's at the binyan adam also. There's every person builds his ruchnistic akaima in ages. There's kufis when things go well and are clear and there's no problems. And then there's another layer and another layer. Everyone, all these inyanim that we speak about are not only inyanim that start with Avram Avinu a few thousand years ago and go till Bimei of Yameinu. But in every person himself, this is a mitzias that's constantly repeating itself. That's the nature of all these inyanim. Every person has to know there are nekudas in the person, mitzadis etzem briyah, mitzadis chinuch, that attack this p'china of like a shemesh, where things were clear, things were glad, things went well. But faket, the makabe patish in a person's mitzias is when it's minutik, when there's a tahoim that's mafrid, when the tahoim that's esav is mafrid between him and the others, a person will not be a shalom until he doesn't pass that tahoim. Until a person didn't break away from the shemesh and look at himself and see a piece of cold, dark rock, the person is not finished yet. Avodah is not finished yet. Avodah, the last makom of Nisayan, and the final, and the makom that be'etzim is the Ritzayin Yisbarach, is fakert. Where the oyer is taka smaller, where the accomplishment seems less, and the person it doesn't compare in absolute values to either what he was before or to what other people are and so on. But if a person is megala, the special ha'ara in those places, there's a tam in it that you don't have in the other places. The tzike kdeira is a thing that's ugly to look, but it's mali tam. And mitzad the chitzonish abedava, when you look around, the Talmud Chacham is measured in absolute values. Somebody who knows Shas and Poiskim backwards and forwards and Zerei Shemayim, he's the rank Talmud Chacham of Fatik. You stand up. There's a nachas ruach, a miyuchadik nachas ruach, for the Bnei Chavivai, for the person that has to chaza something 15 times, and then he knows the Pashto Gemara Shin Toisvis. We don't have an erech, it's not begili. Aber mitzad the tzikik deira shebedava, mitzad the tam shebedava that Kodesh Baruch Hu has, and that's be'etzim his tachlis and his rotzen. That's taka his tachlis and his rotzen. One person seems to be a kaddish naturally. Somehow, I don't know. Somehow the etzar seems to avoid him. He's looking. His eyes always is dalat amis. He's always thinking and learning. And we saw in the Rosh Aran we learned once. Another person says he works himself and he prevents this stuff. This vaita, this that. So mitzad the absolute value of shabadava, the person looks at himself and he's right. Mitzad the chitzonis shabadava, it's not very. It's a piece of coal. It doesn't shine. There's not much shchin and kedusha. Aber mitzad the pnimius where the person breaks himself and he keeps fighting doggedly again and again. So there you have the tam of the tzikik there that be'etzim is the taiva of Bas Melech. That's be'etzim what you want because the tam lies in that, not in the meichel that looks nice for chitzonis. It says lasid lovoi. This the Oyev Yisrael Adapter says it. The pasuk says v'hoya bayoy mahu, which means lasid lovoi, that year beis Hashem will be nochein, and it says. Vahar beis Hashem will be nochein. It says niso migvois. It says a lashon. It's going to be higher than harim. Beroish harim. Vahar beis Hashem beroish harim. The niso migvois. It'll be on top of the mountains and higher than the ridges. So he says, Horim and Gvoyis are the others. It says, Esana Horim, Otika Horim, Ala Horim, Mirosh Tsurim Er Eno. So it says that the Tsur is obvious, Gvoyis are Imoyis. Until the loss of Lavai, the Mokem Avedis Taka is Taka, the mountains are much taller. And we're in valleys, and the mountains are the spitz. Lasid Lovay, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be megalatos, the time of that Avodah, mitoich tsar, mitoich nisoyon, mitoich hester ponim dafke, mitoich hashecha, it will become a crown on top of those mountains. Fakert, a father will say, look at this son of mine. There's one pride when a son is very accomplished. But there's a panimistic, anyone who's dealt with children, there's a nachas ruach of the genius who knows everything fine. There's a bezunda nachas ruach of someone that fakert, against very simple accomplishments, he pushed and pushed and pushed. So there's a gili there, there's a nachas ruach that goes much deeper. And by yom ahu, when nochen year of har beis Hashem, when things will be in place, this will become a crown. It'll become the pchina that he says that bnei banim zater skenim. That will become the crown of it. I want to finish with the Balach Redim has very, it's a very famous Yedid Nefesh, which is Keneged Shemus of Havaya, Yud. You did Hada. I mean, it's meant to be with the names of Havaya. It's a very deep zemer. It's the Balach Redim was from the Gdoilet Tzfas and the Tkuf of the Arizal. The last one, Keneged, the last Hay. There's a Gevaldike, and again we sing it, and we don't even begin to touch the surface. He Golano, the last Hay is the He Golano. A Frois Chaviv Yolai Suka Shleimecha. It's a bakosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to megal himself b'shlei musay and you know to be pyrus his anhaga on the bria zeh Hashem. But the oisphere of is toyer eretz mikvoidecha nagilov nischachob. The tachlis is not the shemesh that's going to be nisgaladin. It's the fact that the earth will reflect such a shemesh. And the gil and the simcha of a person lies not in the perception of the ha'ara melamayla. It lies in the toyer eretz mikvoidecha. When a person feels the tam of the places that were b'choshech, that in his own self that was gala, that's where his gil and simcha is of that asid lavay. So the mahalach of avoda with the end of avis in the large scale. And every person is in his own mitzvahs. There's a tkufa when it goes ovistic, when things go glat and things are well. And so then it's relatively easier to keep pushing himself. But then it starts becoming problematic, and it starts becoming behesta. And if a person understands that adarava, the ikra avoda lies over there, the ikra avoda lies to keep pushing in those nikudis. And even if the results are meager, but if the results of his best efforts, then this becomes the tam, that special reich nichoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's megal himself, the toyer eretz mekvedecha negilus chav. Shabbos.